हरे कृष्ण। चैप्टर नंबर 38। श्री शुक उवाच अक्रूरोऽपि च तां रात्रिं मधुपुर्या महामति उषित्वा रथमास्थाय प्रययो नन्दगोकुलम्।
Shukadeva Goswami said, after passing the night in the city of Mathura, the high-minded Akrura mounted his chariot and set off for the cowherd village of Nanda Maharaj.
So, Akrura was ordered by Kamsa to go to Nandagram and bring Krishna and Balaram so that he could kill them. So Akrura received this order, and the next day morning, Narada Muni went and offered prayers to Krishna. Yesterday we discussed. Then Akrura was traveling. He began from there. So that afternoon of that day, Ekadashi day, Krishna killed Vyomasura. Okay. Then Akrura reached Vrindavan in the evening. Okay, all these events happened on the same day. Gachan pathi mahabhago bhagavatyambuje kshane bhaktim param upagatam evametat achintayat.
As he travelled on the road, the great soul Akrura felt tremendous devotion for the lotus-eyed personality of Godhead, and thus he began to consider as follows.
So Akrura felt tremendous devotion. So this is that beautiful chapter which we need to study when we are entering Vrindavan Dham for preparing our consciousness. So if you go to Vrindavan Yatra, on the way you can read these verses of this chapter. 2013, when we were going to Vrindavan Yatra, myself and Mahabhagatru, we were reading this chapter. Then 2008 also, we were going, at the time I didn't read this chapter. I took Krishna book, the transcription. So then with some of our VTA mates, we were reading. So it actually prepares one's consciousness. Very beautiful episode. So, Gachan Pati Mahabhago, here Akrura is described as Mahabhago, means very greatly fortunate. So, Bhagavati Ambujekshane Bhaktim Paramupagata. So, his devotion, Bhaktim, towards the lotus-eyed Krishna, Ambujekshane, so it has become increased, right? Param, it has become exceptional. He started experiencing that his devotion is increasing. So when you are entering Vrindavan, when you are travelling towards Vrindavan, like if someone is in proper consciousness, his meditation on Krishna, his absorption in Krishna, his eagerness to see Krishna and enter the dham will increase. Okay? Train is pulling, or you know, flight is pulling, or like bus is pulling the person's body like that. But his bhakti inside will pull his consciousness so much towards Vrindavan. He gets so excited, right? He's extremely excited that he's about to reach Vrindavan, about to enter Vrindavan. Okay? It may be difficult for a sadhaka to experience all this. Probably if it is the first time, he may have some excitement. But after visiting Vrindavan or any dham for, you know, a few times, it's like any other yatra. So now, in the beginning stages, we have certain kind of excitement and eagerness. Okay, after experiencing the dham or name or Bhagavatam or you know, Vaishnav Seva or any of these five potent forms, right, deity worship, there is kind of familiarity that creeps in the, you know, mind of a sadhaka. So then he has to cross that stage. then he has to enter a steadiness and he has to cultivate that eagerness again. Right, as Radhanath Maharaj says, we should be as if like we just entered the devotional service realm. We just entered the Krishna consciousness process. Right, so in the beginning there is excitement for everything because it is new. Right, that because of the newness we feel excited, we feel eager to enter Vrindavan, we feel you know, very happy to be in the midst of devotees. Okay, we are so excited to even just come for Mangalarti, right? Aray, like for someone who is staying at home or you know college, something like that, he goes for a retreat. You know, maybe once in 2-3 months he goes to a temple and then he gets to stay in the temple for 1 or 2 days as a part of a picnic or retreat, something like that. So those 2 days are like most memorable events, okay, for him. So at that time he takes, he absorbs every moment. But for someone who is staying in the temple only, every day is seeing all the events that are happening in the temple, it's like very easy to become familiar and then not take those things very seriously. So this happens. So we need to cross that stage. Okay, and then go back to our fresher stage. And our impetus is not the newness of the thing, but impetus is the spiritual potency. Okay, that should be our impetus. Okay, I am going to advance spiritually, that's why I take to these processes with more eagerness. Not that they are new and then I never saw it, that's why I get excited. So this is like one thing. So here Akrura is entering Vrindavan on the order of Kamsa and he is very happy. He is feeling tremendous devotion for the lotus eyed Krishna. Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Ambujekshani. So he started thinking like this. From 3rd verse till 23rd verse, these 21 verses are Akrura's meditation and he is entering Vrindavan. Kimaya charitam bhadram kim taptam paramantapa kim vathapyarthate arhate dattam yadrikshyam yadya keshavam.
Shri Akrura thought, what pious deeds have I done? What severe austerities undergone? What worship performed or charity given? So that today I will see Lord Keshava.
Kim maya charitam bhadram. Bhadram means auspicious activities. Right? What all good works I have done. Kim taptam paramam tapaha. What austerity I have done. Paramam tapaha. What severe austerities have I done. Kim vatha pyarhate dattam. Yad drakshyami adya keshavam. So what kind of austerities I have done, what kind of charities I have given to brahmanas or other things. So now I am about to see Keshava. Yad drikshyami adya keshavam. This is the fortunate of the darshan of Keshava. So by reading these verses we need to understand, we will understand what great fortune it is to be a part of Vrindavan Dham, to be so close to Vrindavan Dham, to be able to see the form of Vrindavan Bihari every day. So all this we will appreciate for 1 or 2 days at least. Okay, then again familiarity mode takes over. So although we hear so much, we realize our great fortune so much for momentarily, tendency is to forget. Right, we are all conditioned souls. Our holding capacity of what we are hearing is very less. That is why we have to hear repeatedly. Some people, they just hear one word and then one inspiring statement from, you know, some devotee and then they continue to stay inspired for the rest of their lives. They have that determination and willpower, such dedication they have. But most people do not have that. Okay, their holding capacity is very less. Okay, somebody does some mistake and then he receives some chastisement or something like that. And after a few days, he'll repeat the same mistake. So his reception of that you know, feedback or good suggestion, he will stay for a very short time. And then again, he has to receive some feedback. So we are in that condition. So now we'll hear this and then we will realize our great fortune. Mamaitadurlabham manyam uttamashlokadarshanam vishayatmano yatha brahma kirtanam sudrajanmana.
Since I am a materialistic person absorbed simply in sense gratification, I think it is as difficult for me to have gotten this opportunity to see Lord Uttama Shloka as it would be for one born as Shudra to be allowed to recite the Vedic mantras.
This verse Akrura is speaking with great humility. He was overcome with humility and then he is saying like this. Mamaita durlabham manya. So this opportunity to have Uttama Shloka Darshanam, I consider it extremely rare. Right? Durlabham manya, Uttama Shloka Darshanam. Why? Because Vishayatmano, I am a person whose mind is absorbed in Vishaya, material enjoyment. Because of that, I cannot imagine that I am about to see Krishna. Uttama Shloka. I am absorbed in Vishaya, material enjoyment. He gives an analogy. Right? Yatha Brahma Kirtanam Sudra Janmanaha. Someone who has taken birth in Sudra community, Sudra Janmanaha, for him Brahma Kirtanam. Brahma is Vedas here. Okay. Reciting Vedas is impossible. Okay, for someone who has taken birth in Sudra community, for him reciting Vedas is impossible. Similarly, for someone who is absorbed in material enjoyment, for him to have Uttama Shloka Darshanam is Durlabham. Okay, he is thinking like that, out of humility. Maivam mamadhamasyapi syad eva achyuta darshanam hiryamana kala nadya kvachittarati ke kaschana.
But enough of such thoughts. After all, even a fallen soul like me can have the chance to behold the infallible Supreme Lord, for one of the conditioned souls being swept along the river of time may sometime reach the shore.
Now, in the fourth verse, a wave of humility overcome our Akrura. Now, in the fifth verse, a wave of confidence and a little garva, pride also, is overcoming Akrura. Little confident, he is feeling confident. He is confident not of his status, he is confident of the mercy of Krishna. Mama evam, mama adhamasyapi, I should not speak like this. Okay? Why? Because mama adhamasyapi, although I am such a fallen, most fallen fellow, syat, eva, achyuta darshanam, I will be able to see achyuta. I am convinced that I am an adhama, but I will get achyuta darshana. I am about to see achyuta. Hriyamana kala nadya kvachit tarati kaschana. He gives another analogy. Sometimes someone just falls into the ocean of material existence by chance, because of some fortune or whatever. Sometimes he goes on the shore also. Right? It's not generally he drowns in the ocean or he is just thrown away by the currents of the ocean, but sometimes there is a possibility that he may come on the shore also. Okay? That is a very rare event. So that rare event is happening in my case now. Although I am adhama, I will get achyuta darshanam. Achyuta darshanam. Okay. So mama adhya mangalam nashtam falavamschaiva me bhava yannamasye bhagavato yogidhyayanghri pankajam.
Today all my sinful reactions have been eradicated and my birth has become worthwhile, since I'll offer my obeisances to Supreme Lord's lotus feet, which mystic yogis meditate upon.
He says, mama adya, today, okay, amangalam nashtam, okay, whatever is inauspicious and sinful and bad in my life, nashtam, is eradicated today. Okay. Then, phalavamscheiva me prabhavaha. Bhava means janma. Bhava means birth. So my birth has become fruitful now. Phalavamscheiva me bhavaha. So my birth has become successful now. Okay, fruitful now. Why? Because yan namasye bhagavato yogi dhyeyangri pankajam. Because I will be offering my obeisances unto the Supreme Lord's lotus feet. Right? On whose lotus feet yogis are meditating? Yogi dhyeyangri pankajam. His angri pankajam, his lotus feet is meditated upon by yogis. Okay? So, yan namasye bhagavato, I am going to offer obeisances to those lotus feet. And that will eradicate all my amangalam. Okay? So, when we are offering obeisances in front of Radha Vrindavan Bihari or any of the seven deities of Vrindavan, so we can meditate on this verse. By offering obeisances, amangalam nashtam phalavam chaiva me bhavaha. Our birth will become fruitful and successful, and our abhadram, amangalam, inauspicious aspects, features of our personalities will be eradicated. Okay. Kamsopatadya krutame tvanugraham drakshyengri padmam prahito munahareha krutavatarasya duratyayam tamah purvetaranyan nakhamandalatvisha.
Indeed, today King Kamsa has shown me extreme mercy by sending me to see the lotus feet of Lord Hari, who has now appeared in this world. Simply by the effulgence of his toenails, many souls in the past have transcended the insurmountable darkness of material existence and achieved liberation.
Another beautiful verse where Akrura is expressing his gratitude to the person who gave him that opportunity. Sometimes we may get the opportunity to see Krishna or whatever, come in close contact with Krishna through the medium of some personality. Most of the times it is devotee. But sometimes some rascal also can give an opportunity because of the unintentional or motivated deeds of some materialistic person also, we may get an opportunity to see Krishna, right? So, anyone can act as a instrument for our coming in contact with Krishna, okay? So, the Pat Pratyaksha Guru, he may be anyone, right? So, someone may say, for example, you are searching, you are going to some dham. Okay, for example, you went to Vrindavan dham, you are searching for some Gokulananji temple, you don't know the way properly, right? So, Vrindavan dham, every person is a Vrajavasi, okay, every person is so glorious. Just, you are going to some place via some other place, which may not be very glorious. Okay, you asked, what is the way to that place? How can I reach that dham? So somebody who has absolutely no connection with devotional service, he doesn't even hear the name of Krishna or whatever. So he may say, you go this way to reach that place, that's all. But he acted as an instrument for you to reach Krishna. You should be grateful to him, right? So he is being grateful to Kamsa. Kamso batadya kritame ati anugraham. Kamsa indeed have shown me extreme kindness. Okay. Ati anugraham. This is the anugraha of Kamsa that I am experiencing now. Drakshyengri padmam prahito munaharehi. Drakshye angri padmam. I am able to see the lotus feet of Krishna. Harehe. Right. He had sent me so that I can get this darshan. So I am very grateful to him. So krittavatarasya duratyam tamaha purvetaran yan nakhamandala tvisha. So nakhamandala tvisha means the effulgence, tvisha, of nakhamandala, his toenails, right? So that could purify everyone, that can vanquish the tamaha, darkness, okay, which is otherwise duratyam, unsurmountable darkness. So that effulgence emanating from the toenails of Krishna will eradicate the insurmountable darkness of this material existence. And I am about to see that effulgent lotus feet of Krishna. That is because of Kamsa's order. Kamsa is sending me. Okay, he has shown me some extreme kindness. So he is being grateful. Kamsa's mercy. This is the irony. So here, simply by the effulgence of his toenails, many souls in the past have transcended the, this darkness of material existence. Those souls are like Ambarisha. One example, Chakravarti Pad gives. Souls like Ambarisha have transcended this material existence by taking shelter of those lotus feet. Sanchintayat Bhagavatas Charanarvindam. Okay. Ahata Mahadhradayandhakaram. The thick gloom of darkness, of ignorance is dispelled when one comes in contact with the effulgence of the toenails of Krishna. Right? They can create a circle of effulgence. Just like around moon there is a circle of effulgence, similarly around the toenails of Krishna there is a circle of effulgence. Okay, moon's effulgence can dissipate the darkness of the night to some extent, but the effulgence of the toenails of Krishna can dissipate the darkness of our hearts. Okay, to complete extent. Okay, completely, not to some extent. Moon's effulgence, how much darkness of night it can eradicate? Still it is dark. Okay, the moon is not like sun. But Krishna's effulgence, toenails effulgence, it can completely vanquish. Okay. Only requirement, prerequisite from our side is, we need to allow ourselves to get exposed to that light, which is coming from the toenails of Krishna. So we need to approach him for purification.
Yadarchitam brahma bhavadibhisurai Shriyacha Devya Munibhissa Sattvataihi Gocharanaya Anucharais Charadvane Yad Gopikanam Kuchakumkumankitam Yadarchitam Brahma Bhavadibhissuraihi Shriyacha Devya Munibhissa Sattvataihi Gocharanaya Anucharais Charadvane Yad Gopikanam Kuchakumkumankitam.
Those lotus feet are worshipped by Brahma, Shiva and all the other demigods, by the goddess of fortune and also by the great sages and Vaishnavas. Upon those lotus feet the Lord walked. Lotus feet, the Lord walks about the forest while herding the cows with his companions, and those feet are smeared with the kumkum from the gopis' breasts.
So here Akrura is saying, Yadarchitam Brahma Bhavadibhi Suraihi. That lotus feet, this has continuation to the previous verse. Okay, in the previous two verses, he is speaking so much about Lord's lotus feet and his toenails, right? So those lotus feet, yad architam, they are being worshipped by whom? Brahma, Bhava. Bhava means Shiva, right? Bhavadibhi suraihi. So all the demigods worship those lotus feet, right? All the demigods headed by Brahma and Shiva worship those lotus feet. Shriyacha, even goddess of fortune, Lakshmi also does it. Devya munibhissa sattvataihi. Lakshmi Devi worships, and munis, Devya, all the demigods will worship, and Munibhihi, all the sages will worship. Sa sattvataihi, along with all the Vaishnavas, devotees, they also worship. So everyone worships the lotus feet of Krishna. And those lotus feet, gocharanaya anucharais charadvane. So those lotus feet would wander in vana. Which vana? Vrindavan. Okay, while he is doing gocharan, while he is going to the gocharan bhumis, means the pasturing grounds along with the cows, those lotus feet will follow the footsteps of cows. Anuchara. So anuchara can mean companions of Krishna. So Krishna and his companions and cows will enter the forest. Okay. Or Krishna's footsteps will follow the footsteps of hoofsteps of cows. Okay, while they are entering Vrindavan forest. Gochara naya anuchara ischaradvane. And yet gopikanam kuchakumkumankitam. Now he is speaking something about Madhurya. Okay, those lotus feet are speared by the kumkum of gopis. Okay, so he is in Dasarasa. Our Akrura is in Dasarasa. Why is he speaking about this Madhurya Rasa? Is it Rasabhas? So it is not Rasabhas, because sometimes the devotees of other rasas also describe Krishna in relation to Madhurya Rasa. Sometimes Krishna's parents who are in Vatsalya Rasa, they also describe Krishna and utter statements indicating the Madhurya Rasa of Krishna. Okay? So they are predominant, they are in certain rasa, but they can speak something about other rasas also. It's not banished or it's not Rasabhas. Also, here according to Jiva Goswami, Akrura is referring to the Vatsalya gopis, not the Madhurya gopis. So the kumkum of the gopis will be touching Krishna's lotus feet, not only of the Madhurya gopis, Vatsalya gopis also. When Krishna is a baby, Krishna is small, so the Vatsalya gopis will lift Krishna and then keep them in their laps and close to their chests. Okay, so in that sense, yad gopikanam kuchakunkimankitam will apply to Vatsalya gopis. Yad gopikanam kuchakunkimankitam will apply to Madhurya gopis also. Right? In both cases, it is not Rasabhas. Okay, it is Akrura's devotion only. His meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna. So, while thinking of the lotus feet of Krishna, Akrura remembers their qualities of being controlled by prema. So the lotus feet, those lotus feet of Krishna, they are controlled by prema. Because all the lotus feet is description of lotus feet is very much in relation to all the devotees here. They are being worshipped by Bhava, Shiva, Sura, then Shriya, then Muni, Satvata. They are being worshipped like that. They are following the cows when they are entering Vrindavan. Right? And gopis, they lotus feet are described in relation to all the devotees. In the previous verse, lotus feet are described to the fallen condition of materially conditioned living entity. Right? That lotus feet can drive away the darkness of conditioned soul's heart. So he described that in relation to the conditioned soul. In this verse, he is describing in the lotus feet in relation to so many devotees of various categories. Okay, some are like demigods. They are like in a lower category compared to all the gopis. Right? Shriya, she is in Madhurya Rasa. Then all the devatas, they are in Vatsalya Rasa. They are in Dasya Rasa. So like that, different rasas of devotees are very much connected with the lotus feet of Krishna. So he described the lotus feet of Krishna in relation to the devotees of different rasas. Drikshyamino nam sukapola nasikam smitavaloka arunakanja lochanam mukham mukundasya gudalaka vritam pradakshinam me pracharanti vaimrigaha Drakshyami nunam sukapolanasikam smitavaloka arunakanja lochanam mukham mukundasya gudavalavritam pradakshinam me pracharanti vaimrigaha.
Surely I shall see the face of Lord Mukunda, since the deer are now walking past me on my right. That face, framed by his curly hair, is beautified by his attractive cheeks and nose, his smiling glances and his reddish lotus eyes.
So from lotus feet he just jumped to the face. Okay, Akrura can do that, we can't do. Okay, drakshyami nunam sukapola nasikam. So drakshyami, I will see. What he will see? Nunam means certainly. Right? He is very certain about what's going to happen in future. Drakshyami nunam sukapola nasikam. The most beautiful cheeks and the nose of Krishna, I will be able to see. He is describing the face. Smitavaloka aruna kanja lochanam. So, smitavaloka means smita. That lips of Krishna is decorated are decorated with a smile, smita. Avaloka, with a beautiful glance, right? Avaloka, Aruna Kanja Lochanam, and his eyes are like lotus petals which are applied with the kajal, you know, that black ointment. Okay. Aruna Kanja, Kanja here is referring to lotus face. Okay. Aruna Kanja Lochanam. Then Mukham Mukundasya Guda Avaloka Avritam. So the mukha, the face of Mukunda is surrounded by black curly hairs. Okay, his face is decorated with a beautiful smile, right? Beautiful cheeks and beautiful nose, and it is surrounded by black curly hairs. I will be able to see all that. Mukham Mukundasya Gudalaka Avritam. And how am I certain? Okay, why am I saying Noonam? I will certainly see it. Because he is seeing some auspicious omens, right? Prediction of his great fortune. That is, Pradakshinam me pracharanti vai mrigaha. So, mrigas means deer are passing, right? They are doing pradakshin of Akrura. Okay, they are passing by his side, by his right. Okay, if the deer passes by one somebody's right, it is considered very auspicious. Okay, for men, if the left eye or left thigh, they are like vibrating, okay, it is considered auspicious. For ladies, if the right, left, no, for men it is right. For ladies, if it is the left eye or left thigh, they are vibrating, it is like auspicious. So when Ram is entering Lanka to fight with Ravan, so Sita's left side was like kind of vibrating, trembling. And when Krishna is about to kidnap Rukmini, Rukmini's left side was like no, vibrating. They are auspicious, auspicious signs. Here, another auspicious sign is given. Deer is passing to the left side. For example, right side. For example, if you know, foxes, okay, wolves, they howl, or donkeys bray, okay, so that is kind of inauspicious sign. So a list of such inauspicious signs are described in the 14th chapter of 1st canto, Yudhishthira Maharaj experiences. That Kamsa will also experience before his death. Okay. So these are all auspicious omens. 10th verse. Apyadya Vishnor Manujatvami Yusho Bharavataraya Bhuvo Nijechaya Lavanya Dhamno Bhavito Palambanam Mahyamnanasyat Falamanja Sadrishaha.
I am going to see the Supreme Lord Vishnu, reservoir of all beauty, who by his own sweet will has now assumed a human-like form to relieve the earth of his burden. Thus, there is no denying that my eyes will achieve the perfection of their existence.
So somebody may question Akrura, demons also see Krishna, okay, what is so special about your seeing Krishna? Then Akrura will say, demons see Krishna, but they don't realize the beauty of Krishna's body. Okay, they don't have that realization. So the vision of devotees and demons cannot be equated, although both see Krishna. Because the vision of Krishna will churn different kinds of emotion in different kinds of people. Okay, the emotion of a devotee and demon are different after seeing the deity of Krishna. So, apyadya Vishnor Manujatvam Iyasho. Now the Supreme Lord, Supreme Personality, Godhead, Vishnu, who is the reservoir of beauty. So, he appeared in a human-like form. Manujatvam Iyasho. Bhadravataraya Bhavo Nijechaya Nija Ichchaya. Means, out of his own will. Right, his own desire. He is not forced by anyone, okay, to take this human-like form in Gokul. Krishna is not forced by anyone. Like ordinary conditioned souls are forced to take birth in the womb of some mother. Krishna is not like that. Lavanya Dhamma. Krishna's body is like Lavanya Dhamma, the abode of sweetness, abode of beauty. Lavanya Dhamno Bhavito Upalambhanam. Bhavita, there will be Upalambhanam. The perceiving, my perceiving will happen. Mahyam nanasyat phalamanjasa drishaha. So there is no denying that my eyes will achieve the perfection of their existence. Okay, mahiyam na nasyat phalam anjasadrishah. So the purpose of the existence of eyes is to see the beauty of Krishna, nothing else. So the existence of eyes is fulfilled, their purpose is fulfilled if one is able to see Krishna and nothing else. Akshanvatam phalamidam na param vidamah. Who says this? Gopis, where? Venugita. In the Venugita, Gopis say, Akshanvatam phalamidam na param vidamah. Are okay? Vaktram rajesha tanayo anuvenu jushtum. Irva nipita manurakta kataksha moksham. Okay. So this is akshanvatam phalamidam. Because of intense greed, he is describing like this, Akrura is describing like this. And he is going to see Krishna directly. Okay. Not on his tab or laptop or something like that. Live darshan. Okay, not transmitted darshan. He is very excited. Ya ikshitam rahito pyasatsatoh. Ya ikshitaham rahito pyasatsatoh. Svatejasapastatamo bhida brahma. Svamayayatman rachisastadikshayam. Pranakshadhibhihi sadaneshvabhiyate.
He is the witness of material cause and effect, yet he is always free from false identification with them. By his eternal potency, he dispels the darkness of separation and confusion. The individual souls in this world who are manifested here, when he glances upon his material creative energy, indirectly perceive him in the activities of their life years, senses and intelligence.
So this is a little technical verse. Ya ikshitam rahitopi asat satoh means ya ikshitam, he is witness, he will see what? He is the witness of the material cause and effect, or he is the seer of the good and bad actions of all jivas. Asat satoho, the good actions and the bad actions that the jiva performs are witnessed by Krishna. Okay. And svatejasapasta tamobhida brahmaha. So he is beyond the brahma. He is beyond the illusion of or bewilderment of identifying oneself with material body. Right? Svatejasapasta tamobhida brahmaha. So because of tama, ignorance or darkness, there is bewilderment. But Krishna is not bewildered like that. Krishna is beyond that bewilderment of illusion. Okay. Then svamayaya atman rachitas tadikshaya. Svamayaya, by his own energy, by his own creative energy, which is material energy, within himself, atman, rachitaha, he does the creation. How does he do the creation? Tadikshaya, by glancing on the pradhan, he will enable the creation to happen. Okay. Svamaya, by his own energy, creative energy. Svamaya yatman rachitas tadikshaya. Pranakshadhibihi sadaneshu abhiyate. And how will the living entity, individual souls in the world, perceive him? They perceive him indirectly through the activities of life airs, senses and intelligence. They cannot see him directly. Okay, so Lord is the creator and the end person, this individual soul cannot see him directly, only devotees can see directly. So Akrura understands the Aishwarya aspect of Krishna also. He is in Dasirasa. He can describe Krishna as the creator also. Earlier he was describing Krishna as like a beautiful face and curly hair and beautiful cheeks and nose, and that rasic description is also there. But he, because he is a Dasya Bhakta, he can describe Krishna's creative aspect also. So in this verse, Akrura establishes the all-powerful position of Supreme Lord. Okay, very brilliant lines in the purport. The false concept of separation from Lord is described in 11th canto. Bhayam dutiya abhinivesha. So, it's like the material existence, right? It is emanating from Krishna, that is truth only. So, we imagine that material existence as a separate thing from Krishna's existence. Oh, this is separate from Krishna. Okay, that is our imagination. This material world is separate from Krishna and it is not meant for Krishna, it is meant for me. It is meant for my enjoyment. That kind of imagination is the nature of the living entity, conditioned soul. Conditioned soul imagines this world as separate from Krishna. Krishna also says, what he says, Bhumirapunalo vayahu kammano buddhirevacha ahankara iti yamme bhinna prakriti ashtada. So these elements, material elements, because of which this material world is formed, that is a separated energy of Krishna. But it is energy of Krishna. Okay? So but the conditioned soul will see the separation aspect of this material world. He doesn't see the energy aspect. It is a separated energy of Krishna. You understand? It is a separated energy of Krishna. Although it is separated, it is the energy of Krishna. But the conditioned soul thinks that it is not energy of Krishna. Whatever it may be, I don't consider that. But it is meant for my enjoyment. Okay? So what a devotee thinks, he identifies this as a separated energy of Krishna and engages this separated energy in the direct service of the energetic Krishna. You understand? But conditioned soul cannot think like that. He thinks this is meant for my enjoyment. This is a false concept. Okay? And the height of this this stupidity or bewilderment is exhibited by Mayavadis. Mayavadis says, Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. This separated energy of Krishna, which is this material world, is all mithya. It is illusion, false. It doesn't exist. Right? We are just imagining things around. This variegation is all nonsense. Okay? We have to rise above this level. We'll merge into Brahman. So, a failure to understand the connection between everything in this cosmic manifestation with Krishna makes one Mayavadi. Mayavadi means rejecting some things. Okay, we reject what? Unfavorable things for Krishna consciousness. What is the unfavorable thing? Identifying something as not connected with Krishna is unfavorable. Okay, a pure devotee who has the ability to identify everything in connection with Krishna, he doesn't reject anything. Okay, he tries to engage everything in Krishna's service. But we need to understand where we stand. Okay, tiger is also an energy of Krishna. You have this understanding, but that doesn't mean you have to embrace the tiger and kiss the tiger. Okay, while kissing, you will go into his mouth only. Okay, so we need to take that care, but we need to understand the connection between every object, every person, entire material creation with Krishna. Okay, we cannot have this separated vision. That is explained here in this purport. Okay. Lord is free from the egoistic pride of afflicting ordinary embodied souls. Next verse, 12th verse. This is one of my favorite verses. You wrote that, no? It is not so technical that we need a board for it, but still, just for some variety and to wake you up in the middle. So we wrote like that. Yasya akhilami vahabhissu mangalaihi वाचो विमिश्र गुणजन गुणकर्म जन्मभि प्राणन्ति शुंभन्ति पुनन्ति वै जगत् यास्तद्विरक्ताः श्यवशोभनामताः यस्याखिलावीव हविस्सु मङ्गलैः वाचो विमिश्र गुणकर्म जन्मभि प्राणन्ति शुंभन्ति पुनन्ति वै जगत् यास्तद्विरक्ताः श्यवशोभनामताः.
All sins are destroyed and all good fortune created by the Supreme Lord's qualities, activities and appearances and words that describe these three things animate, beautify and purify the world. On the other hand, Words bereft of his glories are like the decorations on a corpse.
Most people know this verse, no? How many memorize this verse?
Hey, no one.
Okay. You heard, no? Someone knows the meaning? Okay, no problem. So here he says, Yasya Akhila means all. Okay, Akhila Amiva Habihi. Akhila Amiva is sins. Habihi means destroying. Okay. So Yasya here is referring to this. Vacho. Vacho means words. Okay, what kind of words we will discuss later. So there are certain kind of words. They completely destroy all the sins. Okay, this is one. Sumangalaihi, create auspiciousness, or the sumangalai can apply to these words also. Okay, they are very auspicious words. Okay. So this vacha, what is the nature of this vacha? Vimishra. They are mixed with what? Guna, karma, janma of Krishna. So the words that are mixed with the qualities, the activities and the appearances of Krishna or all his Leela avataras, so they have the potency to destroy all the sins and create lot of auspiciousness for the hearers. Okay. Then, not only that, prananti, okay, this is three, pakadu. Prananti means they animate the world. So prana means life. Unless there is life in this body, the body cannot animate. Means prananti means the words that are describing Krishna's guna, janma and karma will animate the world. Then shumbhanti means beautify the world, correct. Okay, the beauty of this world is when it describes Krishna. Then punanti means purify the world. Okay, why? Jagat, not just one soul, entire universe. Okay, that is the nature of the words that are mixed with guna, karma and janma. So yastad virakta, again this is referring to this vacho, those words that are viraktaha means that do not consist these three things, those words that are devoid of guna, karma and janma of Krishna, they are shavasobhana mataha, they are considered to be the decorations, shobhan, decorations of corpse. Okay, meaning is clear, no? So now acharyas say that purify, so this purification word punanti, okay, purify, this is given a special explanation. By destruction of bad desires, okay, how does the purification happen? By destruction of bad desires. So what bad desires include? What desire for, you know, breaking four regulative principles, or desire for merging in impersonal Brahman is also a bad desire. That is the grossest bad desire, that is the highest bad desire, okay, getting liberation. So that is also bad. So it will purify by removing the tendency, okay, to get liberated. So purification happens not only by removing the inauspicious or bad desires, but it will also happen by removing the inclination towards liberation. Liberation means I don't want any headache anymore. ये सेवा कब खत्म होगा राइट सेवा दे दिया मेरे को एंड आई एम अनेबल टू डू दिस सर्विस सो व्हेन विल दिस एंड व्हेन विल दिस क्लास एंड व्हेन विल दिस कीर्तन एंड व्हेन विल द मंगलारती एंड व्हेन विल दिस सर्विस एंड सो दिस इज लिबरेशन दिस इज व्हेन विल द 16 राउंड्स बी फिनिश्ड ओके सो दे आर ऑल डिजायर्स फॉर लिबरेशन. That is mukti kami. So mukti from bhakti. That is the desire of neophyte sadhaka. Okay. If one is devoid of those desires, then the punanti is happening, punishing, the purification. So how does the purification happen? In spite of all the difficulties, in spite of all the disturbances and inconveniences, if we continue to do the service, if we continue to practice bhakti, then the purification will happen. Okay. If there are little inconveniences and disturbances in the bhakti, and if we want a liberation from those inconveniences, you should work on it. You should work on systems. You should make systems for the proper functioning of bhakti, okay, proper execution of your service. There is no doubt about it. But if there is a thought, okay, if there is an inclination, when will this, you know, jamela end? When will I come out of this? So if we are thinking like that, we are seeking liberation. Okay, then the purification is not happening. We will not be purified. Prunanti. So this devotional service, especially Vacho Vimishra, the descriptions of Krishna's guna, karma and janma, okay, means Krishna Katha. Krishna Katha can animate, Krishna Katha can beautify, Krishna Katha can purify the entire creation, Jagat. Can't it purify one soul like me? It should purify one soul. So we should keep faith on the process of devotional service. We should keep faith on the process of Shravanam. Although the class is boring, although the reading becomes monotonous, although it becomes exhausting at our stage, should still, based on this verse, we should develop our conviction. Okay? I will continue. In spite of all the disturbances and difficulties and inconveniences and exhaustions and troubles and all those, I will continue to hear Krishna Katha. I will take exclusive shelter of Krishna Katha. I will take exclusive shelter of Krishna service. Shravanam and Seva, I will not leave them. Because Punanti Vaijagat, if that is not there, if the glorification of Krishna is not there in the life of a person, there is no prana. There is no animation. So we are like dead bodies moving around. Right? If our activities are not related to Krishna Katha or glorification of Krishna, there is no beauty. Ugly fellows are going around. The beauty of a person is his service to Krishna. The beauty of a person is his dedication towards Krishna's service. If that is not there, however cosmetics he may put, to the external eyes he may appear beautiful, but the person is not beautiful. Right? So it's not physical beauty. The beauty of the personality is this. For example, a lady is there. Her beauty is not her physical attributes. Her beauty is not the cosmetics or the colors of dresses that she wears. Her beauty is motherhood. Okay, when a lady gives birth to a child and takes care of the child and raises the child nicely, responsibly, that is the beauty of womanhood. Beauty of womanhood is motherhood. Similarly, beauty of any personality, any human being is his bhakti. It is not anything else. So there is no beauty. If there is no Shravanam, there is no beauty. If there is no Shravanam, there is no animation. If there is no Shravanam, there is no purification. So Shravanam, we need to develop conviction on the process. Right? Why Jagat? It is the beauty of the entire world. What to speak of one insignificant element in the entire world, that is one personality. It is all the more true in his case. Okay. Now, Sridhar Swami brings up a question. How can one who is devoid of ordinary ego, who is fully self-satisfied, engage in pastimes? Now you are speaking so much about the guna, karma, janma, bhi. So now if Krishna is devoid of ego, Krishna has no desires to enjoy all that. He is fully satisfied, self-satisfied. How can he engage in pastimes? Answer is, Krishna acts on the pure spiritual platform for the pleasure of his loving devotees, not for any kind of mundane gratification. Okay? So it is not for mundane sense gratification that Krishna is performing pastimes. All his pastimes are for creating pleasure for his devotees. Okay? One more question that we missed. In the 11th purport, Chakvartipada raises one question. How can we distinguish between being free of false ego and being afflicted by it? If a living entity is situated in a body, he will encounter happiness and confusion that occurs within it. Just as a person living in a house, whether he is attached to the house or not, he has to experience darkness. Somebody is living in a house. You may not have attachment to this house, but still, if the doors are closed, you have to experience darkness. If the doors are open, you have to experience light. Okay? If sun is too much, you have to experience the heat. So, by default, it will happen whether in spite of your attachment or detachment. Okay? So, the answer is, by Krishna's internal potency, the Lord dispels the darkness of ignorance along with the separateness and bewilderment it produces. Okay. So now in the material circles, this kind of darkness and other things may be there. This room darkness and all, that example may be valid here. But in spiritual circles, when it comes to the case of Krishna and his pure devotees, the spiritual potency is acting. Okay. So that can remove all kinds of illusion and darkness. And yeah, that is, these are some two questions which are mentioned in the purports. I just mentioned that. So coming back to this 12th verse. So in the 12th verse, Akrura is actually criticizing the materialists, okay, who do not accept the Lord who appears in various Leela Avataras. So all the Leela Avataras of the Lord and their descriptions are very much purifying the entire world. Those who don't take shelter of them, Akrura is criticizing them. Those who take shelter of them will acquire all good qualities. So Acharyas quote this verse. Jiva Goswami quotes this verse. Esyasti bhaktir bhagavatya kinchana sarvair gunais tatra samasate sataha. Okay. And these words that are not describing Krishna's guna and janma and karma are compared to shava, corpse, because of certain reasons. Because corpse cannot give life to another person. So all the corpse also has two hands, you know, two legs or whatever, all the other parts of the body. It cannot give rise to a son or daughter. So life cannot come out of it. Second, miserable. A corpse body is miserable. And the presence of a corpse in front of you can create disturbance to you every moment. Right? For example, just imagine one dead body sitting here. How comfortable will be each one of you, okay, to continue to stay in this room? Every moment you are conscious of that corpse, it creates continuous anxiety, continuous misery for those who are around him. What to speak of the corpse itself? Right? It is impure. So if it is impure, it can't purify. So that is the condition of this corpse condition, okay, is similar to the condition of the words that do not describe Krishna. Okay, the tongue that do not describe Krishna is compared to frog's tongue. Where? Second, Vilevato Arukrama Vikramanye Nasrunvataha Karnapute Narasya Jihvasati Dardurikeva Sutta Najopagai Turgaya Gata. If you don't describe Krishna, your tongue is compared to frog's tongue. If you don't hear about Krishna, your ear is compared to snake's hole. Right? So these are certain verses which emphasize repeatedly that Sravanam is an unavoidable process, right? It's a non-negotiable fact that you can not avoid Sravanam. You have to take shelter of Sravanam. Okay, there is no other way. There is one more verse adding to that list of Sravanam verses. Sachavatirna kilasa tvatanvaye Svasetupala maravarya sarmakrit Yashovitanvan vraja asta ishvaro Gayanti deva yadasesha mangalam.
That same Supreme Lord has descended into the dynasty of the Satvatas to delight the exalted demigods who maintain the principles of religion he has created. Residing in Vrindavan, he spreads his fame, which the demigods glorify in song and which brings auspiciousness to all.
Okay. Sachavatirnaha kila satvatanvaye satvata Anvaye, in the dynasty of Satvatas, Yadu's dynasty. So Lord came. Svasetu palamara varya sharmakrit. So Svasetu, his own religious codes, to maintain his own religious codes. Lord descended into the Yadu family so that he can protect the religious codes that he himself has given. Dharma samsthapanartha. You have some point? Oh, this purport. Yeah, Sridhar Swami raises a question. How can someone devoid of ordinary ego who is fully self-satisfied and engaged in his pastimes. For example, just take this concept. Someone is already self-satisfied. He is Atmaram, he is Aptakam. By default, all his desires are fulfilled, right? And he derives satisfaction within his own self. He doesn't need anything beyond himself for his satisfaction. Such a person, how can he engage in pastimes? You understand, that is the question. You understood the question? Someone who is self-satisfied, how can he engage in some activity? How can he derive some pleasure from that activity, that pastime? Karma. Karma is activity. Okay, how can he engage in pastime? Answer is, you cannot compare Krishna's activity with the activity of a conditioned soul. Because Krishna's activities are on a spiritual platform, and he enjoys spiritual pleasure in those pastimes, and through those pastimes he gives pleasure to his devotees also who are involved in those pastimes. Okay? So he is self-satisfied and he enjoys spiritual potency. What does it mean? It is right in within his system only. By enjoying pastimes with his devotees, with his internal energy, it is not contradicting his description as Atmaram. Okay, you are self-independent, means you don't need anyone's assistance. Okay, now if I question you, how are you drinking water? If I question you like that, you are self-satisfied, why are you drinking water? That is your bottle, that is your water, you can drink. Okay, you are not dependent on someone else around you. Getting? Na? Similarly, all the devotees are Krishna's internal companions. All the energies with which he is enjoying, they are his own energies. So, he still continues to be Atmaram, although he is engaging in so many pastimes. Because they are all on spiritual platform. In the material circles, our engaging in activities will involve so much matter and other things. Our existence is very much dependent on someone else's. Guna karma janma, you can say. Okay. Then, now we are in 13th verse. Right? So that Supreme Lord has descended into the dynasty of Satvatas to delight the exalted demigods who maintain the principles of religion. Okay. Residing in Vrindavan, he spreads his fame, which the demigods glorify in song and which brings auspiciousness to all. Okay. Just the residence of Krishna in Vrindavan will create so much auspiciousness everywhere. So we'll take a break. After 5 minutes we'll meet. little. Clear. He says, here in the verse, Lord is freed from pride, egoistic pride. Okay, every conditioned soul is afflicted by some pride, ego, and Lord doesn't have that. Okay, although he has a form, he has a body. And he has activities, he has appearance, everything. He is not afflicted by ego, egoistic pride. How is it possible? When someone is within a body, right, he has to experience certain things by default. For example, someone when he is in a house, he has to experience darkness. Whether he is attached to the darkness or not, attached to the house or not, he has to experience the darkness and light and everything. Which comes, the house is like a package. So similarly, Krishna is also like, he has a body. Okay, he is doing so many activities. How can he not have any egoistic identification or egoistic pride? That is the question. Here, answer is, because of Krishna's internal potency, he can dispel the ignorance, okay, or darkness that arises. Okay, that is what they said. Or bewilderment, along with the separateness it produces, okay, by his internal potency. So internal potency. So now this ego and material ego, false ego, attachment, all these are like parts of external energy of Krishna. But when Krishna, in the case of Krishna, what is acting is Swamayaya, his internal potency is acting. Then all these kinds of attachment and darkness experience and all this will not be there. So he operates on internal potency mode. We operate on external. Simple answer is, conditioned soul is afflicted by the external potency of Krishna, external energy. But Krishna acts on internal potency. That's why although he is within the body, he doesn't experience the pride and other things. Egoistic pride and all. You can read Chakravarti Pada's purport also. This is basically, this is from Chakravarti Pada only. They quote Chakravarti Pada here in a very short way. Now someone may raise argument, Krishna is also having a body, why can't he have ego and pride, etc.? Answer. His being in a body is because of internal potency, not external potency. That is the point. Athavarudha sapadish. No, 14th verse, right? Tantvajyanunam mahatam gatim gurum. Tantvajyanunam mahatam gatim gurum. Trailokyakantam drishaman mahotsavam. Rupam dadhanam shriyaib sitaspadam. Drakshemamasan ushasa sudarshana.
Today I shall certainly see him, the goal and spiritual master of great souls. Seeing him brings jubilation to all who have eyes, for he is the true beauty of the universe. Indeed, his personal form is the shelter desired by the goddess of fortune. Now all the dawns of my life have become auspicious.
So in this verse, Akrura is describing the rarity of Krishna's darshan, or the greatness of Krishna. Another important verse. Tvamadya Noonam Mahatam Gatim Gurum. So today I will definitely contact, certainly, Noonam. So I will contact him. Then Mahatam Gatim Gurum. He is the Gati, destination, and Guru, spiritual master of Mahatam, great souls. Okay? Mahatam Gatim Gurum. He is the Sadhya and he is the Sadhana. He is the goal and he is the means. Okay? Trailokya Kantam Drishiman Mahotsavam. And by having this darshan, Trailokya Kantam, all the ladies in all the three worlds will celebrate Mahotsavam. Seeing Krishna Swam is a great celebration for all the ladies of all the three worlds. Okay? Trailokya Kantam. Trailokya Kantam can also mean Trailokya Kantam. Kantam means real beauty. He is the beauty of all the three worlds. Within all the three worlds, you will not find any other beauty than Krishna. Drishiman Mahotsavam. Rupam Dadhanam Shriya Ipsitaspadam. So, Rupam, his personal form, he exhibited. Shriyaha is Ipsita. Even the goddess of fortune also desires this form. Okay. Aspadam, it has become the shelter. So, Drakshe Mama Asan Ushasaha Sudarshanaha. So now, because I will get his darshan, all my dance have become successful, auspicious. Drakshe Mama Asan Ushasaha Sudarshanaha. Right? Ushasaha means the dawn. Dawn means the morning time. Right? When sun rises, na, that is called dawn. So all my days, okay, of this entire life, they have become very successful, auspicious, sudarshanaha. So Krishna's beauty is surpasses anyone's beauty in the entire three worlds. And not only these three worlds, it will surpass the beauty of Mahanarayana in Mahavaikuntha also. It can surpass the beauty of all the personalities of Godhead in all the spiritual planets. All the presiding deities of all spiritual planets in the spiritual world. So their beauty is inferior to the beauty of Krishna. Okay. So Acharya's quote 10.89.58. Okay, in this purport. And they also quote 10.16.36. Nagapatni's prayers. How did Kalya get the dust of your lotus feet? Okay, even Lakshmi is also performing so many austerities to attain those lotus feet. How did you get? How did Kalya get? So they were surprised. So these are some Lord's special qualities. And Acharya also quote Uddhava's verse. Yan martya lilo vaikam svayoga mayabalam ismabanam svasyacha svabhagarde parampadam bhushana bhushanangam. So they quote this verse. So Krishna is the ornament of all ornaments. Okay, just because Krishna wears certain ornaments, ornaments become beautiful. It's not that those ornaments are increasing the beauty of Krishna. They are increasing their own beauty by adorning Krishna. Athavarudha sapadishayorahat yorathat pradhana pumsos charanam svalabdhayen dhyadhrutam yogi bhirapyaham dhruvam namasya abhyam cha sakhin vanaukasah.
Then I will at once alight from my chariot and bow down to the lotus feet of Krishna and Balram, the supreme personalities of Godhead. Theirs are the same feet that great mystic yogis striving for self-realization bear within their minds. I will also offer my obeisances to the Lord's cowherd friend, boyfriends, and to all the other residents of Vrindavan.
So, Uddhava is, Akrura, he is meditating on what all he is about to do, what all he is going to do after going there. Okay, I will go meet the Gopas also, okay, and all other residents of Vrindavan, I will be able to see them. So it's like his heart is filled with anticipation and excitement. Okay. This shows how eager he is how fortunate he is feeling to enter Vrindavan. Okay. There is no boredom or anything like that. Okay, vapas aur ek traveling. So they were not, he was not thinking like that. So he was very excited. Constantly meditation throughout the journey. It was said that after Krishna, after Kamsa ordered Akrura, he ordered an Ekadashi day. Okay? So Akrura went home. That whole night he didn't sleep only. He was awake, meditating, okay, and discussing and worshipping Krishna. Whole night he didn't sleep. And on the way also he is constantly thinking about Krishna. Someone is so excited about it, then you will not get sleep only. Okay, there is no other thought that enters your mind except that. That is like full excitement. 16th verse. Apyanghri mole patitasya me vibhu. Sirasya dhasyan nijahasta pankajam. Dattabhayam kala bhujangaram hasa. Prodvejitanam sharanaisi nimdranam.
And when I have fallen at his feet, the Almighty Lord will place his lotus hand upon my head. For those who seek shelter in him, because they are greatly disturbed by the powerful serpent of time, that hand removes all fear.
So Akrura initially says, Api angri mure patitasya me vibhu. I will just fall flat at his lotus feet and offer obeisances. Right? Then he thinks, because of his intense, strong bhakti, Akrura could not be satisfied just by falling at the feet of Krishna. Okay, I will offer obeisances, he has been thinking now. But he thought, why not touch his boyfriends? Why not touch all the gopas? Okay, why just fall at their feet? Will I get their touch also? Will I be able to touch them also? All the gopas? Then he thought, then though I am satisfied by the touch of his friend's hand also, it would be nice if Krishna touches me with his own hand. Okay, his anticipation is increasing. Then he says, Sirasya dhasyan nijahasta pankajam. So Lord will touch my head with his own hand. Nijahasta pankajam. So he is thinking. So because of his intense greed and strong bhakti, he was not simply satisfied by offering obeisances or touching his boyfriend. He is desiring for the personal touch of Krishna also. Datta abhayam kala bhujanga ramhasa. Datta abhayam. So, prodvejitanam sharanaishinam runam. Sharanaishinam means those people who are desiring for shelter, right, in him, in Krishna, because they are greatly disturbed by the powerful serpent of time, right? Datta abhayam. So, Lord's hand, when Lord puts his hand on someone's head, in this case, my head, okay, and he puts on someone's head, then datta abhayam, it will give him abhayam. Abhayam means protection from all fear. Then, what is causing fear? Kala bhujanga ramhasa. There is a powerful force of kala sarpa, okay, the snake of time. Because of that, there is fear. But when Krishna puts hand on someone's head, that fear is gone. That is why prodvejitanam sharanaisinam runam. That's why people take shelter of him to get the touch of his abhayahasta. You see, in Balaji's temple, he has two hands. One is abhayahasta, one is katihasta. So one comes till waist level. One is like this way, abhayam. He is showing, take shelter of my lotus feet. Niche dekho. Like that. 17th verse. Samarhanam yatra nidhaya kaushikas. Yathabalischapa jagatra yendrittam. Yadvavihaye vrajayoshitam shramam. Sparshena saugandhika gandhyapanudat.
By offering charity to that lotus hand, Purandara and Bali earned the status of Indra, king of heaven, and during pleasure pastimes of Ras dance, when the Lord wiped away the gopis' perspiration and removed their fatigue, the touch of their faces made that hand as fragrant as sweet flower.
So, Krishna's hand or Krishna's body, lotus feet, is already fragrant. When he touches the bodies of his dear devotees, then it will become all the more fragrant. Okay, that is mentioned here. Namayyapashyaitya aribuddhim achyuta. Namayyupaishyaitya aribuddhim achyuta. Kamsasya dotah prahitopi visvadrik. Yontarbahischetasa etadihitam. Kshetragna ikshatyamalena chakshusa.
The infallible Lord will not consider me as an enemy, even though Kamsa has sent me here as his messenger. After all, the omniscient Lord is the actual knower of the field of this material body, and with his perfect vision he witnesses both externally and internally all the endeavors of the conditioned soul's heart.
So what is Akrura's mission here? To take Krishna and Balaram out of Vrindavan. Okay, he is coming as a messenger or duta of Kamsa, who intended to kill Krishna and Balaram. Okay, so Krishna, all the Vrajavasis, they had all reason to see Akrura as a villain. But Akrura is assured, he is very certain, he is very confident that Krishna will not misunderstand me. Right? Na mayi upaishati aribuddhim. Aribuddhim, buddhi means attitude, ari means shatru, ari means enemy. He would not see me with the attitude of being an enemy. He will not consider me like an enemy. Although I am the messenger of an enemy, I am doing the work of an enemy, I am ordered by enemy to act against the interests of Krishna or act unfavorably towards Krishna, but Krishna will not misunderstand me. That is his confidence. Bhishma has this confidence, right? Although I am fighting against his devotees, Pandavas, although I am fighting on behalf of Kauravas, who are the worst of all the people there on the planet, right? I am on the villain side. Still, Krishna will not consider me villain, right? Krishna will be kind towards me. And when Krishna came at the deathbed of Bhishma, Bhishma was so grateful to Krishna. Right, he gave me darshan when I am about to leave. Okay, may my mind focus on the lotus form of Krishna and the Parthasarathi form of Krishna. He was offering prayers to Krishna. So entire world may be against a person in his devotional service. They may misunderstand his intentions, but Krishna will never misunderstand. Okay, Krishna will never misunderstand any soul, because as super soul, he can know the hearts and minds of every single living entity perfectly, thoroughly. He constantly watches the intentions of everyone. Okay, and although there is a lot of junk and crap and nonsense in the minds of many people, Krishna constantly scans all those thoughts, constantly keeps track of all those thoughts, only with an intention to search which thought is favorable towards me. He may be thinking about 1,000 things in a day. Even if one thought is little devotional, even if he is thinking for 1 second about me, I will pick that up and I will drag me towards myself. I will drag me towards devotional service. I will drag me towards Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka. He is always looking forward for an opportunity to bring the soul back to Godhead, back to his company, his association, his loving association. So how can Krishna misunderstand a living entity? So Akrura is very confident. Okay, although I am coming on behalf of Kamsa to act unfavorably towards Krishna, but Krishna will not misunderstand me. So now this is very hopeful and encouraging verse for everyone. Kamsasya dutaha. I am the duta of Kamsa. Prahitopi Vishwadruk. Because Krishna is Vishwadruk, witness of everything, he witnesses my intentions also. Yo antar bahis chetasa etad ihitam. Yo antar bahir. He is inside and outside. He doesn't witness only the external activities of a person. He also witnesses the internal consciousness of a person. So that is how he will not misunderstand me. If he sees only my external activities, he will see me like a villain. Because he also sees my internal consciousness, he will not misunderstand me. That he was assured of. Chetasa, the heart. Then, Kshetragna Ikshati Amalena Chakshusha. So he is Kshetragna. There are two Kshetragnas. Kshetragna means the person who lives in a Kshetra. Okay? The owner of the body or whatever. The resident of the body. So we are residents of this body, but Krishna is also the resident of this body, a super soul. Both soul and super soul will stand on the same body, will sit in the same heart of the living entity. So he is Kshetragna and he is the knower of everything. Okay, Kshetragna means he is the knower of everything and he sees Amalena with perfect vision. Ikshati Amalena Chakshusha. His vision is very perfect. Chakshusha. So although everyone may see certain things, their vision is not perfect. The same object seen by different people will churn different kinds of emotions in them. They will come to different kinds of conclusions, different opinions. Okay? Most of them may not be perfect. But when Krishna sees something, he will have the perfect, most perfect possible vision. Okay? Next. Apyanghri mole vahitam krutanjalim. Mamikshitasasmitam ardra yadrisha sadhyapyupadhasta samasta kilbisho vodha mudam vita vishanka urjitam.
He will cast his smiling, affectionate glance upon me as I remain fixed with joined palms, falling in obeisances at his feet. Then all my contamination will at once be dispelled, and I'll give up all doubts and feel the most intense bliss.
So as soon as I go there, api angrimule vahitam krtanjalim, I will just fall at the base of his lotus feet, krtanjalim. With joined palms, I will offer obeisances to him. And mam ikshita sasmitam. After seeing me, he will smile. How? Ardraya drisha. He will look at me with affectionate glances and then smile at me. He will cast his smiling and affectionate glance upon me. Okay, as I remain fixed on his lotus feet with joined palms. Okay, and fall and offer obeisances at his lotus feet. Then, sapadi means immediately, sadhya sapadi means immediately, apadhasta, samasta kilbishaha, entire contamination which is there in me is eradicated, apadhasta, vodha mudam vita vishanka urjitam, and I will achieve mudam, great happiness, right, vita shanka, devoid of any doubts. Right, urjitam, intense. Without any doubts, I will give up all the doubts and I will attain intense bliss. This is the anticipation of Akrura. Suhrtamam gnati mananya daivatam dorbhyam brhadhyam parirasyate thamam. Atma hi tirthi kriyate tadaivame. Bandhascha karmatmaka uchasityatha.
Krishna will embrace me with his mighty arms. Instantly, sanctifying my body and diminishing to nil all my material bondage, which is due to fruitive activities.
So Akrura was little dissatisfied, okay, just by offering obeisances. I will get intense bliss, but he should recognize me as an intimate friend also, right? Suhurtamam gnatim ananya devatam. So he should recognize me as an intimate friend. He will recognize me as a relative, and he will embrace me. Dorbhyam brihadbhyam parirasyate tamam. He will, with his mighty arms, dorbhyam brihadbhyam, very mighty arms, he would embrace me and instantly sanctify my entire body. Earlier he was thinking he should touch my head. Earlier he was thinking I will just have darshan of his lotus feet, I can offer obeisances. Then he says, why not touch his boyfriends? Then he says, why he cannot personally touch me? Okay. Then why can't he just affectionately glance at me and smile at me? He is not satisfied there also. He says, why can't he embrace me? Which is dorbhyam brihadbhyam. Desire is getting more and more intense. Where else do you see this kind of theme? Chitraketu. Ritrasur. Okay, that's one thing. Three levels of it. Okay, anyone else? Anywhere else? That is one example. Krishna's queens. They send the children. Then first they embrace. Then the children embrace. They embrace in their eyes. Then they take him into the hearts and embrace there. Okay. Good reference. Prithu Maharaj. He is like apparently competing with Lakshmi only for her service, lotus feet service. Okay, fine. Anything else? Brahmana Patani is. Okay, fine. Okay, you are giving some connections which are having some little connection here, but I am telling something exact. Where the desire is getting, you know, intensified step by step. Dhruva Maharaj, how? Hint, I answer deta hu main. Damodar Ashtakam, Satyavrat Muni. Okay. What were the tunes? What is the fourth verse? Idam teva purnatha gopala balam sada manasya virastam kimanyaihi. Let this gopala bal form may constantly manifest in my heart. Sada manasya, in my mind. Avirastam kimanyaihi. Then what is the next verse? Fifth verse? Damodar Ashtakam, what is the fifth verse? Open. Yeah. That is second verse. Idam teva purnatha gopala balam sada me manasya virastam kimanyaihi. Idam te mukhaim bojam atyanta nilaihi. Vritam kuntalai snigdha raktaishya gopya. Muhuschumbitam raktavimbadarmme. Manasya virastam alam akshalav. Again, this is manasya only. Then what is the sixth verse? Namo deva damodaranta vishnu. Dukkha jaladvimagnam. Kripa drishti vrishtyati dinam patano. Grihanesa mamagnam ed akshidrishyehi. Earlier he said, you reside in my heart, in my mind. Then he said, akshidrishyehi. Why you reside in my heart? Right? Be in front of me only. Don't manifest in my mind. Manifest directly in front of my eyes. That's like one step ahead. Right? His desire is getting intensified amongst verses. Same thing is happening with Akrura. Okay, he wanted glance, he wanted touch, then he wanted embrace also here. Labdhanga sangam pranatam kritanjalim. Mam vakshate krura tatetirushravaha. Tadavayam janma bhruto mahiyasa. नैवादृतो यो दृगमुष्य जन्मतत्।
Having been embraced by the all-famous Lord Krishna, I will humbly stand before him with bowed head and joined palms, and he will address me, "My dear Akrura, at that very moment my life's purpose will be fulfilled. Indeed, the life of anyone whom the Supreme Personality of God, Supreme Personality fails to recognize is simply pitiable."
So he will embrace me with his arms and I will stand in front of him and he will address me also. Why just embrace? Okay. He should speak to me also. For example, some Maharaj would be going like this, he would be appreciating someone's service and someone just remember Maharaj, he did Swami's service, he may embrace for, you know, 1 or 2 seconds and then like this he may do and then he may go. But after that embrace, if you also speak, okay, for few words, what service are you doing? Okay, I am okay with this service. That's like more and more intimate. It's not just a formal embrace, it's or like a loving embrace, but there is some speech also beyond that. He's anticipating that. You see, there is no familiarity here in Akrura's approach. Like you go to some person. Now Akrura is going to Vrindavan, he can directly sit and speak with Krishna, simple. Right? It's understood. And that is what is going to happen also. When you go to someone else's house, right, he will receive him, he will wash your feet and then he will receive you nicely, he will give food, he will ask so many things, address. He can directly speak with the matter, business. But before the speech only, there are so many things that are happening. You understand? And Akrura is anticipating on the finer nuances of approaching Krishna. Just an example, you are for going for a deity worship, right? You are doing, say, an aarti in so-and-so temple, okay, Radharaman temple or some other temple. You are just going to do some aarti. Now, you have made your aarti plate, you will go and then worship aarti. You already do aarti. Like, that will be the default prominent thing in your mind. I will be doing aarti, right? But before performing aarti and offering only, there are some preliminary activities. Now I will go to the backup room. I will wash my feet. I will do achaman. While doing achaman, I will remember all the names of Vishnu and the sanctified water where all the rivers, Ganga, Yamuna, Cheva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, Jalesmin, Sanidhim, Guru. We just bring all the, invoke all the river's presence in the Achaman cup, right? So I will be touching that water, right? I will be doing Achaman with that. While doing Achaman, I will remember Govinda, Narayan and all the Keshava, all the beautiful names of Krishna. Then I will go in front of the photos of my spiritual master and Prabhupada and offer obeisances. Offer them Pushpanjali, offer them flowers, right? Then I will do so and so thing. I will make bhoga plate for Krishna. I will, you know, put 2 sweets. I will put whatever, achar, sunda, then what else is there in the menu? Huh? Alu paratha. I will put alu paratha. So it's like, they are like trivial activities any pujari will do. Is it not? And you will directly go into aarti. But before doing aarti, like all these preliminary procedures, the formalities which may take only few seconds for you, there is lot of anticipation and excitement before doing those small preliminary activities also. Whatever in the last, you know, 18-20 verses that Akrura meditated upon, they are the most preliminary activities which will happen for, you know, couple of minutes, 2-3 minutes only, and the discussion will happen. So before 21st verse, he is speaking about the address, "My dear Akrura." That may happen as soon as Akrura reaches there only. But before that, all the preliminary, trivial, default activities that are anyways going to happen, Akrura is having such great anticipation and he is feeling so grateful and fortunate for that opportunity. Right? So there is no familiarity. Not familiarity breeds kind of that is, there is no trace of that, right? Like, that is what, like, when Maharaj says that to get even a breeze from this holy land of Vrindavan, I must have done millions and millions of pious deeds, and then I must be extremely fortunate to get even the breeze of Vrindavan. So we can never take any small aspect of our bhakti for granted. Okay? I will do it. What a big deal? No. Right? One should give value and weightage to every small trivial element, okay, in our worship or practice of devotional service. So then he will relish every moment in devotional service. If the person takes things for granted, then the relish is not there, boredom will creep in. Right? If we don't feel fortunate to do certain things, then we will only feel bored. Right? The fortune, the feeling of fortune should be there. He's offering obeisances, hey, char panch vars gaya. He's still offering obeisances only. We do that in 1 second and then get up. Okay? You go to a temple and then offer obeisances. Maybe if you don't have time, half obeisances and then directly go to the face. Right, I will walk on the steps of the temple. Okay, I will offer obeisances to all the Vaishnavas. Then I will go behind Prabhupada, offer him obeisances, take his darshan, offer my gratitude to Prabhupada for giving me this opportunity to stay in temple. I will glorify Prabhupada mentally. Then I will turn towards Vrindavan Bihari. Then I will offer obeisances again. Okay, while offering obeisances, I will chant so and so mantras. Then I will get up. Then I will take the darshan of all the Guru Parampara standing there, and then Shad Goswamis, then all Panchatattva, Narsingh Dev, then Vrindadevi, then Tulsi Maharani, then Mahaprabhu, then I will start meditating on the lotus feet of Krishna, then I will meditate, then I will go to Kaasi. All this will happen in 1 second for us. But there is a lot of anticipation and meditation in each of them. I am trying to prepare my consciousness while taking next darshan. 22nd. Natasya kaschid dayitah suhrittamo na cha priyo dvesha upeksha evacha tathapi bhaktan bhajate yatha tatha suradrumo yadvadupashritortadah.
The Supreme Lord has no favorite and no dearmost friend, nor does he consider anyone undesirable, despicable, or fit to be neglected. All the same, he lovingly reciprocates with his devotees in whatever manner they worship him, just as the trees of heaven fulfill the desires of whoever approaches them.
So, after anticipating such intimate reciprocation from Krishna, right, who would touch his hand, who would embrace him, who would address him and all, Akrura is feeling fortunate, but he is not feeling proud. I will be fortunate enough to come in contact with Krishna and have some interaction with him. He is thinking like that, but he is also noticing the equality of Krishna. Krishna will reciprocate with everyone. So he is not having any feelings of superiority over other people. Okay, now I am going to get this privilege of meeting Krishna. Other fellows, they didn't have that privilege. Okay, there is kind of superiority complex or little pride with that attitude. But Akrura is immediately recognizing. He has no favorite, no dearmost friend, nor does he consider anyone undesirable, despicable. So he is highlighting the equality aspect of Krishna. When we are in close contact with some, senior experienced devotees or the deities or whatever, there is kind of familiarity and there is kind of pride or superiority complex over people who may not have those privileges. Right? I am intimately connected with this personality who is so popular. Okay? Because I am connected with him, I also, obviously I am little more popular than other people. So this kind of feelings may creep in. Right? But he's understanding that Krishna will equally reciprocate with all. Although we are interacting with some senior devotees on a regular basis and others are not, we need to understand that it is only because of service. My service needs a regular interaction, that's why I am doing it. Other person's service doesn't need a regular interaction, he is doing it. Right? So he is serving according to his capacity. I am serving according to my capacity, and I am serving and I am interacting with seniors or deities or whatever according to the needs of my service. That doesn't mean I am superior to this person. That should be the consciousness, right? Superiority complex, no. Along with service come certain things around it, right? If we focus on those things and then feel, we can feel fortunate, we can feel happy, okay, for being given an opportunity to do render certain service. That doesn't mean we should look down upon others who may not be having those privileges that may come along with services. Simple example, all of you may be getting opportunity to study 12 cantos of Bhagavatam in 1.5 years, CC also, 2 years. Others who may have spent some 10 years in the movement, they may not be getting this privilege. So your, or our, of course it's our close association with Srimad Bhagavatam for a prolonged period of time should not make us look down upon someone who may not have that privilege. Are 10 saal ho gaya, usko pehla bar aata nahi? No. You are given that opportunity, he may not be getting that opportunity. It's okay. He is doing his service. Okay. He survived for 10 years. Will I survive for 10 years? So that kind of feelings we should like that. So basically, if we are not in the right consciousness, our contact with the deities, any of the 5 potent forms of devotional service, our contact with these 5 potent things may induce pride in us. If you are not in right consciousness, if our approach is not proper. Okay, 23rd, last verse. Yeah. Hare, we Maharaj free nahi. Baad mein jao. Jao. Yeah, it happens. Deity worshippers also. Someone may be like curiously just, hey, what's happening? Cut out. How can you do it? Brahman hua nahi tumhara. It's like, it may happen. Kim chagrajo mavanatam yaduttama. Smayan parishvrajya grihita manjalo graham praveshyapta samasta satkritam samprakshate kam sakritam svabandhushu.
And then Lord Krishna's elder brother, the foremost of the Yadus, will grasp my joined hands while I am still standing with my head bowed, and after embracing me, he will take me to his house. There he'll honor me with all items of ritual welcome and inquire from me about how Kamsa has been treating his family members.
So Jiva Goswami quotes many verses like Aham Bhakta Paradhino, Hi Svatantra Ivadvijaha. So to prove the beautiful reciprocation of Krishna with his devotees, he gives many other references. Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, that is invested here. Sadhava Hridayam Mahiyam, Sadhunam Hridayantvaham. So all these verses are quoted. And now in this 23rd verse, Akrura is anticipating reciprocation from Balramji also, not just Krishna. Okay. When we are focused on the main personality only too much, we may neglect his companions. Just like Sugriva, when Lord Ram came, Sugriva gave asana to Ram, and then he neglected Lakshmanji. I have become friend of Ram, and myself and Ram are equals. And Lakshman happens to be the subordinate of Ram, so he is my subordinate also. I have become equal to Ram. No? That was his mentality in the initial times. Then Hanumanji, he just broke some tree and then make a asana and then gave that asana to Lakshmanji. That is why Ram made Sugriva, you know, take whatever beatings and punchings of Vali first time. And later Lakshmanji garlanded Sugriva. Then Sugriva had to bow down in front of Lakshmanji. So with that garland he won. So like that, we can't undermine the potency of a companion of a great personality. So he also has to be given respect. Shri Shuka Uvacha Ichi Sanchintayan Krishnam Swafal Katana Yodhani Rathena Gokulam Praptaha Suryaschastagirim Drupa.
Shukadev Goswami continued, "My dear King, while the son of Swafalka, travelling on the road, thus meditated deeply on Sri Krishna, he reached Gokul as the sun was beginning to set."
So at sunset time he reached. So whole day he was travelling and meditating on Krishna. And Akrura did not even notice the road, path. He was in his meditation, somehow he ended up in Vrindavan. Okay. He was absorbed. Padani tasya khila lokapala kirita jushta malapada reno dadarsha goshte kshitikautukani vilakshitanyabjai yuvanku shadaya adyaihi.
In the cowherd pasture, Akrura saw the footprints of those feet whose pure dust the rulers of all the planets in the universe hold on their crowns. Those footprints of the Lord, distinguished by such marks as the lotus, barley corn and elephant goad, made the ground wonderfully beautiful.
So the speciality of the land of Vrindavan is, it is marked with the lotus footprints of Krishna. No other place, no other planet has this privilege where Krishna wears slippers. But here he is directly pressing his lotus feet with all the auspicious marks on the land of Vrindavan. And as soon as Akrura reached Vrindavan in the evening time, he could take darshan of those lotus feet. So, padani tasya akhila lokapala kirita jushtamala pada renoho. So those lotus feet and the dust emanating from that beautiful lotus feet will be taken by Akhila Lokapala. All the rulers of all the planets will take them. Kirita Jushta. They will place it on their crowns, okay, on top of their heads. So they will place them there. So that is the Pada Renu, the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. Amala, very pure. Dadarsha Goshte Kshiti Kautukani. When Akrura entered there, he saw that. Dadarsha, where? Goshte, in the cowherd pasture, pasturing ground. Kshiti Kautukani. Kshiti, the bhumi, the land, is decorated, Kautukani, with these auspicious marks. Vilakshitani, abja, yuvana, yuva, ankusha, adyaihi. So, akshi, what is that? Vilakshitani means it's distinguishable. Many footprints may be there, but Krishna's footprints are very much distinguishable. Because they have special marks, which are like abja, lotus, yuva, barley corn, then ankusha, elephant gourd, adyaihi, etc. So many marks. You can easily distinguish Krishna's lotus footprints. He distinguished and started offering obeisances. Okay. Do you have that image?
Yeah.
Kovalaya Vida. No, in my book it's not there. Okay, you see that. Ah, this one. Beautiful. 26. Taddarshana ahlada vivriddha sambhrama.
Taddarshana ahlada vivriddha sambhrama.
Premnordha roma shrukulakulekshanah.
Premnordha roma shrukulakulekshanah.
Rathad avaskandya sateshvacheshtata. Prabhor amunyam ghrirajam shatho iti.
Increasingly agitated by ecstasy at seeing Lord's footprints, his bodily hairs standing on end because of his pure love, and his eyes filled with tears, Akrura jumped down from his chariot and began rolling among the footprints, exclaiming, "Ah, this is the dust of my master's feet."
Tad darshan ahlada vivruddha sambhramah. As soon as Akrura saw, his ecstasy in seeing the lotus footprints of Krishna is described in this verse. As soon as Krishna, Akrura saw the lotus footprints of Krishna, tad darshana ahlada vivruddha, the ahlada, the bliss of having the darshan of Krishna's lotus footprints, vivruddha, started increasing. Sambhramaha means with great agitation and astonishment, he started looking at them. Premna, with great love. Urdhva Roma means Roma, his hairs were standing on end. Urdhva Roma. Ashru, eyes are filled with tears. Ashru Kulakulekshana. So Ashru Kulakulekshana. So tears are falling from his eyes. Right? Rathat Avaskandya. He just got down with great excitement. He just got down from his ratha, chariot. Then Sateshva Acheshtata. So he started rolling about on the ground. Prabhoh Amoni Angri Rajamsi Aho Iti Aho Iti. These are the lotus footprints of my dear master. He started saying like that and then rolling in the dust of those lotus footprints. Okay. Deham Bhritam Iyanartho Hitvadambham Bhiyam Shucham Sandeshadyoharirlinga Darshana Shravanadibhi.
The very goal of life for all embodied beings is this ecstasy which Akrura experienced when, upon receiving Kamsa's order, he put aside all pride, fear and lamentation and absorbed himself in seeing, hearing and describing the things that reminded him of Lord Krishna.
So, as soon as he saw the lotus footprints of Krishna, that reminded them of Krishna. So, in Vrindavan, every dust particle also can give remembrance of Krishna to someone. He saw their footprint and immediately remembered Krishna. For example, a mother is there. She sees the toys of the child, or she sees the clothes of the child. She sees the jhuta of the child, which is lying here and there when the child is just walking. She sees the shoes of the child. She would remember the child. Because her vision is anointed with love for her child. Okay. Similarly, devotee's vision is anointed with love for Krishna. Whatever he sees, he can remember. Okay. So here, the very goal for all embodied beings is this ecstasy that Akrura is experiencing. Deham Bhritam Iyan Artho. The artha of every Deham Bhritan, a Dehi, embodied being, is this. Hitva Dambham Bhiyam Shucham. Okay. He should put aside all Dambham, pride, then Bhiyam, Bhaya, then Shucham, lamentation. Okay, fear, lamentation, pride, you just keep aside everything and just absorb oneself in seeing, hearing and describing those things that remind one of Krishna. Sandeshadyo harer linga darshana sravanadibhi. Sandeshadyo harer linga. Okay, those things, those signs, linga means signs, okay, indications, those signs that can remind you of Krishna, just focus on them. Okay, hear about them, see them. So this is the message given to all of us. So Akrura gave up all pride in being an aristocratic member of the society and worshipped the cowherd community. Akrura is a great minister of Mathura city. Vrindavan is a subordinate village, right, where only cowherds are there. But Akrura is having such great appreciation for all of them, right? So that is Akrura's humility. He kept aside Dambha, Bhiya, Sucha. Hitva Dambham Bhiyam Sucham. Chakravartipad explains that after describing the actions of Akrura's body, words and mind, from his starting the journey in Mathura until and the entrance in Vraja, conclusion is given in this verse, according to Chakravartipad. Akrura gave up all false pride on seeing the lotus footprints and rolled on the ground. This is the goal of human life. He gave up the pride, such as, how can I, Akrura, the minister of the king, worshipped by the king, roll in the dust of a cowherd boy? Right? He gave up that pride. A minister to roll in the dust of a cowherd boy is actually not possible. But Akrura gave up that pride. Hitva dambham bhiyam sucham. Bhiya, it could cause bhiya also, fear also. If Kamsa comes to know this, what will he think? Mera minister jaake, he is just getting ecstasy and crying, seeing the dust of some cowherd boy. Okay. So he gave up all that. Bhiya, lamentation, everything. Giving up fear means, can also mean giving up fear of criticism from friends. For example, you go to some place and then start rolling in the ground. What will your friends say? This will be experienced by all the people who just join Hare Krishna movement. They shave their heads, they start wearing this clothes. When I was in college, I had the habit of wearing jeans, pants, t-shirt and all that. Okay, to the classes. But in the room and then when some programs are going, I mean dhoti kurta. One day my friends are, kya? How are you? How have you become? He started kind of laughing and then get astonished. Okay, how come this person becomes like this? So he gave up that fear also. Hitva dambham bhiyam sucham, lamentation. Okay. Then, hearing and remembering the glories of Hari from Narada, Akrura had a desire to serve the Lord in Dasyarasa. Now the question is, Akrura is going to Krishna for the first time. Right? He is about to see Krishna. How come he is aware of so many glories of Krishna? And how come he is exhibiting so much ecstasy? Okay, and seeing the lotus footprints only of Krishna. How is he anticipating the meeting with Krishna so much? He heard the glories of Krishna from Narada Muni. When you hear about Krishna from a devotee, life is spoiled. Right? You can't think of anything else. Okay. So you cannot undo that, those impressions that a devotee will create in your mind. Even if someone engages in sense gratification after hearing from a devotee, he continuously experiences misery of that sense gratification, guilt there. Because a devotee already planted the seeds of renunciation or the seeds of detachment. Okay, this is wrong, this is right. All is already totally corrupted. Okay, devotee's brain, like when a devotee meets you, he will completely corrupt your brain. wash away the contamination of the brain. So later you cannot enjoy sense gratification properly. Like that. Then he was thinking, when will I serve Hari in this way? And when will I get the good fortune of seeing him? He was constantly anticipating. Finally, when Kamsa called and said, you go to Vrindavan and get Krishna Balaram, that was the most ecstatic moment of Akrura's life. He was so excited to go. And in Kamsa's opinion, Akrura was excited to go by seeing a new chariot. But itna background, Kamsa did not know. What is the background of Akrura? Where is he standing? So the details of the evening, the dusk time of Vrindavan are described in these 6 verses. Dadarsha Krishnam Ramam cha Vrajegodohanam gato Pitanilambara dharo Sharad Amburuhekshano Kishorau Shyamalav Svetau Sriniketau Bruhad Bhujau Sumukhau Sundaravarau Baladvirada Vikramau Dhajavrajanu Kusam Bhojais. Shinitair Angribir Vrajam Shobhayanto Mahatmano Sanukrosa Smitekshano Udararuchira Kredo Sragvino Vanamalino Punyagandhanu Liptango स्नातौ विरजवासौ प्रधानपुरुषावाद्यौ जगद्धेतु जगत्पति अवतीर्णौ जगत्यर्थे स्वांश्येन बलकेशवौ दिशोऽवितिविराराजन् कुर्वाणौ प्रभयास्वया यथामारकतः शैलो रौप्यश्च कनकाचितौ।
Akrura then saw Krishna and Balram in the village of Vraja going to milk the cows. Krishna wore yellow garments, Balram blue, and their eyes resembled autumnal lotuses. One of those two mighty armed youths, the shelters of the goddess of fortune, had a dark blue complexion and the others was white. With their fine featured faces, they were the most beautiful of all persons. As they walked with the gait of young elephants, glancing about with compassionate smiles, those two exalted personalities beautified the cow pasture with the impressions of their feet, which bore the marks of flag, lightning bolt, elephant goad, and lotus. The two lords, whose pastimes are most magnanimous and attractive, were ornamented with jeweled necklaces and flower garlands, anointed with auspicious fragrant substances, freshly bathed and dressed in spotless raiment. They were the primeval supreme personalities, masters and original causes of the universes, who had for the welfare of the earth now descended in their distinct forms of Keshava and Balram. O King Parikshit, they resembled two god-bedecked mountains, one of emerald and other of silver, as with their effulgence they dispelled the sky's darkness in all directions.
Okay, so this is a description of Krishna Balram and little of Akrura's reaction. Okay, so the details, you see, like someone is dressed in blue, one is dressed in golden, they are appearing like emerald mountain and silver mountain, so beautiful descriptions. Then Akrura, overwhelmed with affection, quickly jumped from his chariot and fell at the feet of Krishna and Balram like a rod. So this is what he is anticipating so far. So he did it. Rathaturnam avaplutya. So Akrura sneha vihvala. Papata charanopante. Dandavat Rama Krishna yoha. भगवद्दर्शनाह्लादम् बाष्पपर्याकुलेक्षणः पुलकाचिताङ्ग औत्कण्ठ्यात् स्वाख्याने नाशकन्द्रप. सो भगवद्दर्शन आह्लाद, सो द आह्लाद, द एक्स्टसी ऑफ सीइंग भगवान दर्शन, बाष्प पर्याकुलेक्षणः, सो ही शेड टीयर्स, बाष्प केम फ्रॉम हिज आईज. पुलकाचितांग औत्कंठ्यात, सो पुलक मीन्स एरप्शंस केम ऑन हिज बॉडी. देन अंग औत्कंठ्यात फ्रॉम बिकॉज ऑफ ईगरनेस, सो हिज देर आर एरप्शंस ऑन हिज बॉडी. सो इन चैतन्य चरितामृत यू विल सी गूस बम्स, और यू विल फाइंड इट बीइंग कंपेयर्ड टू सिमुली ट्री. You see Shimali tree with the pink flowers? It's there in Jeevi at many places, behind our temple also. So that tree has this kind of small thorns kind of thing. They just stand on end. Okay. You saw? Mahaprabhu is compared to like that when he's in ecstasy. So that will happen. So he could not speak himself or present himself. After so much of anticipation and then imagination, then you just suddenly come in front of the object. You just become blank for a while. So that was happened. Bhagavamstam abhipretya rathang rathagankita panina rathanga ankita panina parirebhe bhyupakarshya pritaha pranatavatsalaha So Bhagavan tad abhipretya, so Krishna recognized him. So Radha Ankita Panina, so his hand was marked with a chariot wheel. Means Krishna's hand is bearing the sign of a chariot wheel. Recognizing Akrura, Lord drew him close with his hand, which bears the sign of the chariot wheel, and then embraced him. Okay, what Akrura meditated upon happened now. It's happening in the last three verses. So Krishna felt pleased, for he is always benignly disposed towards his surrendered devotees, because he is Pritaha Pranata Vatsalaha, Bhritya Vatsalaha, Pitru Vatsalaha, Bhratru Vatsalaha. So he's like, this is Pranata Vatsalaha, means he is affectionate towards the Pranata, surrendered people. Sankarshanascha Pranatam Upaguhya Mahamanaha Grihitva Panina Pani Anayat Sanujo Gruham Prishtvatha Swagatam Tasmai Nivedyate Varasanam Prakshalya Vidhivat Padau Madhuparkar Hanamaharat. So Sankarshanascha Pranayam. So Sankarshan, Balram is also standing there. So Akrura bowed to Balramji also. Then Upaguhya Mahamanaha. So Mahamanaha, that magnanimous personality, embraced him again. Then Grihitva Panina Pani Anayat Sanujo Gruham. So after catching Akrura's hand in his own hand, Balramji grasped the hand of Akrura and took him inside the house along with Anuja, Krishna. So Krishna, Balaram and Akrura entered the house. Then Prishtvatasu Agatam Tasmaihi. Prishtva, he inquired, okay, Swagatam, about the comfort of the trip. Swagatam means Su Agatam. Agatam means you are coming, journeying. Okay, Agatam is journey. Su Agatam, what about your comforts in the trip? So did you have a good travel? Was the traveling good? Okay, prayan tikse hova kya? Like that. So Nivedyate Varasanam, and he gave Varasanam. He gave a very excellent seat to sit. Okay. Prakshalya Vidhivat Padav. According to the rules or prescriptions, Prakshalya, he washed the feet of the guest. They washed the feet of the guest. Madhuparkarhanam arhat aharat. He gave Madhuparka. Madhuparka means like you mix honey with milk and sugar water and other things. You make it, you don't make it, no, in backup, morning backup. He makes it. Okay, he respectfully served him Madhuparka. Nivedyagam chatithaye samvahya shrantamadrita annam bahugunam medhyam Shraddhayopa Harad Vibhu. So Balramji presented Akrura with a gift of cow, massaged his feet to relieve him of the fatigue, and then with great respect and faith fed him suitably prepared food. Tasmai Bhuktavate Pritya Ramaha Paramadharmavit Mukhavasair Gandhamalyair Param Pritam Yadhat Punaha.
Akrura had eaten to his satisfaction. Lord Balaram, the supreme knower of religious duties, offered him aromatic herbs for sweetening his mouth, along with fragrances and flower garlands. Thus Akrura once again enjoyed the highest pleasure.
Papruchasatkritam Nanda. Papracha satkritam nandaha katham stha niranugrahe kamse jivati dasarha saunapala iva vaya yovadha yovadhit svasustokan kroshantya asutrukhalaha Kimnu svittat prajanam vaha kushalam vimrushyamahe इत्थं सुनृतया वाच नन्देन सुसभाजितः अक्रूरः परिपृष्टेन जहाव अध्वपरिश्रमम्।
नंद महाराज आस्क्ड अक्रूरा, ओ डिसेंडेंट ऑफ दशरथ, हाउ आर ऑल ऑफ यू मेंटेनिंग योरसेल्व्स व्हाइल दैट मर्सीलेस कंसा रिमेन्स अलाइव। यू आर जस्ट लाइक शीप अंडर द केयर ऑफ अ बुचर। दैट क्रूअल सेल्फ सर्विंग कंसा मर्डर्ड द इन्फेंट्स ऑफ हिज ओन सिस्टर इन हर प्रेजेंस इवन एज शी क्राइड इन एंग्विश। सो व्हाई शुड वी इवन आस्क अबाउट द वेलबींग ऑफ यू हिज सब्जेक्ट्स। Honored by Nand Maharaj with these true and pleasing words of inquiry, Akrura forgot the fatigue of his journey.
Okay. So Nand Maharaj also received nicely and inquired him various questions. He said, "Are you okay? How can you be okay? Kamsa is there." Okay. Then again, he inquired like that, and Akrura felt comfortable. Later, Krishna Balaram also inquired. In the next chapter, we'll discuss it after Radhashtami. थैंक यू ऑल वेरी मच। ग्रंथराश्रीमद्भागवतम की श्रील प्रभुपाद की। सो राधाष्टमी सर्विसेस आई विल इन्फॉर्म यू। सो नो क्लासेस दैट डे, मंडे नो क्लास। यू डू प्रोजेक्ट बट सम पीपल विल हैव सम सर्विसेस, अभिषेक प्रिपरेशंस, जन्मतिथि, सो सम अदर थिंग्स। नॉट मेनी सर्विसेस, जस्ट मॉर्निंग देर इज वन अभिषेक एंड इवनिंग वन अभिषेक। Just we need some 3-4 volunteers, not more. Mostly I'll pick up from the junior batch. Okay, you continue your projects and attend the festival, attend lectures. And Radhashtami day, we are launching Bhagavat Subodhini. First and second cantos. And the video that Achyut Nityananda Prabhu and Pranagamana Prabhu made, that has become viral, that made the Bhagavat Subodhini popular. We are getting many orders before book launch only. Right, the news spread so nicely, and the future books are in the hands of Bindu Madhav Prabhu, Anandanimaya Prabhu, and Makhanlal Charan Prabhu, and we are very grateful to Hemrup Chaitanya Prabhu and Gauranam Prabhu for their efforts for the first book, and all of you for your encouragement. Huh? Marketing we'll do, that will go on parallelly. So but book is getting launched. Okay, so our intention and prayer behind the release of this book is to facilitate the study of Srimad Bhagavatam of so many devotees. Many devotees, because of their fear or because of their other duties, or they are unable to study, although some of them are inclined to study, they're unable to study Srimad Bhagavatam. But by the assistance of entire Vaishnava community, and specifically Govardhan Eco Village community, Vidyapeet, Bhagavatyanta Vidyapeet got this privilege of studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are very grateful to the entire Vaishnava community for giving us this opportunity. And this Bhagavat Subodhini is supposed to be a token of our gratitude to the Vaishnava community. Okay, it's not meant to raise profits or raise the popularity of Vidyapeeth or anything like that. So our prayer is so that we can assist devotees in studying Srimad Bhagavatam, because they made us study Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise we can't study Srimad Bhagavatam if they don't give us time. Entire congregation is giving us all kind of facilities and support financially and every way, so that we can comfortably sleep and eat for 3 times, and no problem for clothing and anything else. So congregation is giving that support, and all the Brahmachari ashram, entire Brahmachari ashram, Chopati and GEV, they have taken the responsibilities of all services and allowed us, you study Bhagavatam, you relish Bhagavatam, we will do all services. So it's only an expression of our gratitude to this entire Vaishnava community, nothing else. So if we just give them just one chapter at a glance, they can study easily along with their services. Okay, they can't spend 3 hours hearing class and 4-5 hours post lunch they are studying exams. They can't do all that. So, okay, thank you. Anything else you want to share? We finish it before time because I'm very slow today. Anything you want to share? Curtain lagado. Okay, one rod, one cloth. Get it stitched. Here, I spoke to Nandan Prabhu. He approved. Lakshmi also take from him. Take from Goshal account, not Vidyapeeth account. He was saying door. I said, Prabhu, till door comes, let's have curtain. So Prabhuji agreed. Put curtain. Anything else? We get some heavy cloth. If required, niche bhi ek rod laga do. Okay. You stitch extra and then put some bamboo stick or something like that, so it doesn't move so much. You create, don't put throughout, whatever 10 feet that you have. Some weight so that it doesn't move so much. It will be better than now. Put some curtain, it will be better than current condition. Then we can improve later. Okay. Anything else? Varad Gopal Prabhu, you want to share something? Ananda Nimaya Prabhu? How are your projects going on? So in your second year, monitoring will be very less. And on top of it, you shifted to Goshala also. Personal monitoring will be very less. So, and we have certain understanding of your personality after observing you for 1 year. So our observation will become less now. So you have to be self-inspired to study Bhagavatam. And you have to be self-inspired to write exam and follow the schedules and discipline of being a Vidyapeeth student. So please don't reduce your determination to continue for the next 10 months study. Till June we will continue. This is September. We have 9 to 10 months more. Okay. Somewhere. Mid-June you started. Mid-June tak, sure. We may extend. We don't know. All of you writing exams? Well, who didn't write exam today? Lift hand. 1, 2, 3. Yesterday's lunch you take today. And who didn't write? Yeah, please. Earlier you had a very good track record of writing exams nicely. Now if I see your Excel sheet, many blanks will be there. Okay. So please don't do that. Continue. Thank you. Anything you want to say? Not just exam, everything else. Okay. But that is not solved. You didn't speak to him. Oh, prasadam. The poor five devotees are here, no? Yeah, WADC, Vrindavan Forest opening, so many things. Sometimes we have to adjust.
Or
instead of a vehicle, one of you only can do that.
If we can get.
No, about lunch, can they take in Yogshala? In ashram only, not Yogshala.